Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get to those crucial insights you need. Today, we're plunging into something really quite new and honestly pretty ingenious in the AI world, a security vulnerability that's, well, shaking things up a bit.
Yeah, it's highly clever, but also potentially incredibly dangerous. So our mission today, we're going to unpack how this sort of invisible attack works, what it means for you, your data, and crucially, what can actually be done about it. We've been looking at some really compelling research from Trailer Bits and also foundational stuff from TU Braunschweig University in Germany. Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine an attack that's so subtle, I mean, so cleverly hidden, it's completely invisible, right up until the AI system itself kind of accidentally reveals it. It's like a secret message just for the machine, and it's already shown it can compromise sensitive data. When I first read about this, it felt different, not just another bug find.
Oh, it absolutely is different. And that's really the core of it, why it's so impactful. This isn't just, you know, another variation on prompt injection. It's a fundamental shift. It shows AI can be tricked, not just with clever words, but through its own, well, its own eyes, how it processes images. We've been building these defenses around language, right? But this attack, it exploits the physics almost of image processing, turns a normal operation into a threat. That's the key insight, I think. The attack surface just got wider and much, much sneakier. It really challenges how we've thought about prompt injection.
That's a perfect way to put it. You know, normally I think text attacks, right? Prompt injection, we've heard lots about that. But embedding it in an image, using steganography, that feels like a whole new level. How did they even start to figure this out? It seems so counterintuitive.
Well, the genius, I suppose, is in seeing a vulnerability where nobody really thought to look before. In a process everyone thought was, well, harmless. It's not about fooling the AI's language side. It's exploiting the mechanics, the actual process of handling visual data. It's about the math, the predictable ways images change.
So let's get into the who behind this. We've got these cybersecurity researchers, Kiki Moramorozova and Suha Sabi Hussein from Trailer Bits. And they weren't just looking for standard bugs, it sounds like. They were digging into how AI actually perceives things and found this ghost in the machine.
Yeah, a ghost that rewrites the rules, you could say.
And their work, it builds on earlier stuff, right? A 2020 paper from TU Braunschweig.
That's right. Foundational research, they took these theoretical ideas about how image scaling might cause issues in machine learning and turned them into a very practical, very real threat. They demonstrated it. That's the big leap.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. It's not text-based. It uses steganography hiding information, but inside the image data itself. It's not a message you can see. It's a message that only appears later during processing.
Exactly. Steganography usually means hiding one message inside another. But here, what's hidden isn't just data, it's a command. And it's designed specifically to emerge only when the AI performs its routine image processing. The AI itself unlocks the attack. It cleverly uses the AI's own optimization processes, the image resizing against it. It's really quite insidious.
Okay, high level makes sense. But the mechanics, that's where the danger really lies, isn't it? Yep. How does this invisible threat become, well, visible to the AI?
Right. So it starts with something super common. You upload an image to an AI platform. Almost always, the system automatically shrinks it, downscales it. This happens for, you know, practical reasons, performance, cost, bandwidth. Seems totally normal.
Yeah, I just think of it as making thumbnails or saving space. The idea that that process could be hijacked to inject commands, it's kind of mind-bending.
It is. And this downscaling uses various algorithms, different math recipes for shrinking the image. Things like nearest neighbor, bilinear, bicubic interpolation. Each one redraws the pixels slightly differently. And here's the crucial part. These algorithms, they aren't perfect. They introduce tiny, predictable mathematical flaws. We call them aliasing effects.
Aliasing effects, like digital echoes.
Sort of, yeah. Predictable distortions. And that's the weakness. Attackers who understand these algorithms can predict exactly how certain patterns will be distorted during downscaling.
Okay, wait. So let me see if I've got this. Attackers craft a high-res image. It looks normal to us. But hidden inside are patterns designed specifically for a certain downscaling algorithm. Then when the AI system shrinks the image using that algorithm, the process itself, the aliasing effects, actually make a hidden message appear, a message the AI can read.
You've got it. Exactly. Think of it like invisible ink that only shows up under a specific blacklight. Here, the blacklight is the AI's own image resizing algorithm. The aha moment is when the AI processes these images. Those hidden patterns, maybe in dark areas of the original, they don't just vanish. Instead, the downscaling algorithm transforms them. They emerge as visible text elements, often appearing as these weird red patterns with black text over them. And critically to the AI model, this emergent text just looks like, well, like more input. Yeah. Legitimate instructions.
Wow. And that's the deception, right? For you, the user, everything seems fine. You uploaded a picture, asked a question, looks normal. But behind the scenes, the AI is reading this secret message as if it came from you.
Yeah.
And it might start doing things you never intended, executing unauthorized commands.
Precisely. It integrates those malicious commands seamlessly. Could be instructions to leak data, change settings, anything, all without your knowledge.
So what does this actually mean for you, the person using these tools every day? It's not just theoretical, is it?
No, definitely not theoretical. The Trail of Bits researchers, they showed it works in the real world. They successfully demonstrated an attack against Google's Gemini CLI system and managed to get unauthorized access to Google Calendar data.
Calendar data. Wow.
Yeah.
So a concrete example of data exfiltration.
Yes. And they detailed how they combined this with Zapier MCP. You know, the automation tool.
Right. Lots of people use Zapier to connect different apps.
And they pointed out that using Trust True settings in Zapier was key. Maybe explain that bit for listeners.
Sure. So Trust True on something like Zapier.
Mm-hmm.
It basically means you're telling it, hey, when the system wants to do something, just do it. Don't ask me for permission every single time. It's for convenience, usually.
Exactly. Convenience. But in this attack, it meant that once Gemini processed the hidden command from the image, Zapier, with that Trust True setting, just automatically executed it. No user check. In their demo, it meant sending the user's calendar data straight out to some random email address.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Okay, that is chilling. So the AI sees the command and the automation tool just runs with it, no questions asked.
It turns a potential data leak into automated exfiltration. A really stark reminder about how those seemingly small configuration choices can have huge security implications.
And this isn't just a niche problem affecting one specific interface, right? You mentioned it's broader.
Oh, much broader. And that raises a really important question. Just how systemic is this? The fact that they confirmed it works across so many different parts of Gemini and even other platforms, that points to a widespread issue.
Which systems did they confirm were vulnerable?
Let's see. The list included the Google Gemini CLI, Vertex AI Studio using Gemini backends, the standard Gemini web interface. Also, the Gemini API used via command line tools, Google Assistant on Android phones, and even the Genspark AI platform.
That's quite a list. It covers a lot of ground.
It really does. It suggests that any AI system using similar image processing pipelines for visual input could potentially be vulnerable. It's not just a Gemini thing.
And to help others test for this, Trail of Bits actually released a tool, didn't they? Anamorpher.
Yes, Anamorpher. It's open source, currently in beta. Its purpose is basically to let researchers generate these malicious images themselves. They can tailor them for specific downscaling algorithms so you can test your own systems.
That's incredibly useful. It gives defenders a way to proactively check their defenses.
All right.
Instead of waiting to be attacked.
Exactly. It provides a practical framework. Organizations can assess their AI's susceptibility before bad actors exploit it. It's like giving them the invisible ink pen to see if their AI's light reveals the message.
Okay, so beyond the technical fix, what are the big picture implications here? Data privacy seems like a huge one.
Absolutely critical. Imagine malicious actors getting access to your personal info, health records, financial details, private messages, or corporate secrets. And doing it silently without setting off the usual alarms just because you uploaded an image somewhere.
That's terrifying.
And it goes beyond just data theft. If we connect this to the bigger picture, think about trust. This kind of vulnerability, it really highlights fundamental gaps in how some AI systems are designed. It could seriously undermine people's confidence. I mean, if you can't be sure what AI is really processing, if it can be fed secret instructions through an image, how can you trust it with sensitive tasks? Or tasks that need to be totally reliable?
That's a massive question. So we've got the problem, the scale. What about solutions? What can be done now? What are the immediate technical fixes experts are recommending?
Okay, several key things. First, AI systems need stricter limits on the dimensions of images people can upload. Higher resolution means more space for attackers to hide things. So capping the size reduces that attack surface. Simple, but effective.
Makes sense. Limit the hiding space. What else?
Second, and this is big, for transparency platforms should show you, the user, a preview of exactly how the image looks after the AI has processed and downscaled it.
Ah, so you might actually see the weird pattern or the text emerge yourself.
Potentially, yes. If you see something unexpected in that preview, that's a huge red flag. It gives the user a chance to catch something the AI might initially accept.
That's clever. Like an early warning system for the user. And the third thing.
Enhanced confirmation protocols. Basically, the system needs to be more careful about asking for your explicit okay before doing sensitive things, especially if it detects any text within a processed image, even if it thinks that text is legit. Force a pause, make sure the user is aware, and approves the action, particularly for data access or potentially risky operations.
Right. Add more human checkpoints. Those sound like good immediate steps. But what about the longer term? We can't just play whack-a-mole with vulnerabilities forever, can we?
No, absolutely not. This really calls for fundamental changes in AI system design. We need systematic defenses against prompt injection built in from the start, not just bolted on later. Secure design patterns specifically for large language models. What's fascinating here, I think, is the push towards building AI systems that are inherently resistant to these kinds of tricks, rather than just relying on detecting attacks after they happen.
Security by design, basically.
Exactly. A proactive approach, making the systems fundamentally harder to exploit in the first place.
That feels much more sustainable. So for your listening, the advice seems clear. Be cautious with image uploads to AI, especially if the image contains sensitive info. And maybe, for now, avoid using AI for highly confidential tasks until these fixes are widely rolled out.
Yeah. And you might wonder about your antivirus software. But the thing is, traditional antivirus probably won't catch this. The malicious part only becomes active or visible after the AI platform itself processes the image with those specific algorithms. It's a blind spot for older security tools.
Good point. It's a new class of threat.
Mm.
Now, it's worth mentioning, Trail of Bits did the responsible thing here, right? They told the vendors first.
Yes, they followed responsible disclosure. They informed Google and potentially other affected companies well before making the research public. That gives vendors crucial time to develop patches and strengthen their systems, which is obviously important for user protection.
Definitely. And looking ahead, do you think this will push regulators to step in stricter rules for AI security?
It very well could. This raises an important question, doesn't it? How will this discovery push the entire industry to really prioritize AI security by design? We might see regulatory bodies demanding stricter guidelines, especially around image processing, how user data is handled, and confirmation protocols. That could be a really positive outcome in the long run.
So wrapping up this deep dive,
Wow,
an incredibly clever, almost invisible attack method. We've seen how it exploits image downscaling, how it impacts major platforms like Gemini, and importantly, the defensive strategies being developed.
It really underscores the sophistication of threats in the AI space now.
And it just shows how fast this field is moving, constantly challenging our security assumptions.
Indeed. And it leaves you wondering, doesn't it? As AI gets even better at understanding visual information videos, 3D spaces, complex scenes, where else might these kinds of unexpected vulnerabilities pop up? How will we need to rethink AI security foundations constantly? It's a challenge that's definitely not going away.
A really powerful thought to end on. Thanks so much for breaking that down for us. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.